Now for our story. It was early afternoon of a pleasant Sunday. Bill and Peggy Mead had gone to church. Afterward, Bill's young wife insisted on stopping by the Brown Palace Hotel to see Lily Devon and ask her out for the rest of the day. Peggy had decided that Lily and Randy were an ideal combination. And she had also decided that Aunt Mary's son couldn't be seriously interested in Kit Calvert, although Lily insisted he was. She was trying very hard to forget all about Randy, having already been hurt by his friendly but indifferent attitude. It had taken all the powers of persuasion Peggy could muster to talk her friend into agreeing. But finally, she succeeded. Now, the three have arrived home to Lefty Larkin's little cottage on Aunt Mary's property facing Willow Road. Bill and Lily are sitting on the front porch, amiably wrangling over the funny papers. Peggy runs up to the big house and finds her cousin cheerfully demolishing a large piece of chocolate cake.
You've got some frosting on your cheek, Randy.
Oh, that's a fine greeting.
I was just trying to be helpful. Gee, that looks good.
Hmm? Well, sit up and say woof, and I might give you a bite.
Woof, woof.
Okay, my little pest. Here.
Mmm, thanks.
Oh, well, you're my only cousin. Can't let you starve.
Not that I look as though I'm on the verge.
Speaking of this and that, you're looking especially lovely of late. Yeah, quite a dish, in fact.
You mean I haven't always been?
Oh, you've always been good to look at, but lately, well, you sort of blossomed out.
I'm happy, Randy. That's the reason.
And, baby, on you it looks good.
Thanks. You're not so bad yourself.
You mean as cousins go. You know, I got a big kick out of watching you and Bill at church today. Bill in his dark suit, looking very much the husband. The picture of blissful domesticity.
We are blissful. Someday, Randy,
by the way,
you
where'd you disappear to afterwards? Mom and I were just in back of you, and all of a sudden you vanished.
Very simple, my dear Watson. We stopped in at the Brown Palace to see Lily.
Oh? How is she?
Lily's just fine. She's down at our place now, fighting over the Sunday papers with Bill.
She's here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the love of Mike, why didn't you tell me?
I'm telling you now.
Well, darn it, I'd like to see her.
I came up to get you. That dopey husband of mine insists he has to work on the car this afternoon. You'd better come down and entertain us.
Gosh, I'd like to.
What's holding you up? We need you, Randy. Your charm, your gaiety, your...
Very flattering, Mugwump. I only wish I could take you up on it, but I've made other arrangements.
Oh, Randy. But surely you can cancel them.
No, afraid not. Tell you what, though, if you want to invite me to dinner, I'll be there with bells, huh?
But that's hours from now. Lily and I have the whole afternoon to kill. Please, Randy.
I'm sorry to let you down, baby. But you see, I've made arrangements to drive over to the prison at Three Falls.
Oh. You're going to see Kit.
Yeah, that's right. I haven't paid her a visit since she's been over there. This is the first visitor's day they've had.
Oh, well, then you really ought to go. I mean, I know how you feel.
Yeah. Poor gal, she must be pretty darn lonesome.
It must be awful, Randy, to be in a place like that. I have some idea from that nightmare I went through in Chicago.
I'm afraid it must be very much like that for Kit, no matter how modern the place is. Even though they do say it's supposed to be quite a model for women's institutions.
But it's still a prison.
Yeah.
Seeing you will probably help Kit a lot. Well, it's too bad about my plans for a jolly Sunday. But I understand, Randy. And I think you should go.
You do? Well, that's certainly quite a statement coming from you.
I know.
What's the idea? How come?
Well, I've thought about it a lot recently. Your feeling for Kit did bother me, but now I've got it all straightened out in my mind, Randy. I guess I was letting my personal feeling for Kit intrude. You've come to know her. You've seen her under conditions that are really pathetic. You're such a loyal person. You wouldn't be you if you didn't stand by a person who was a friend.
Thanks a lot for saying that, Peg. You don't know how much better that makes me feel. Not that I could blame you for thinking of Kit in a personal sense. Just the same, for a while there, your resentment, your general attitude did make me feel sort of miserable. You know I've always hated for us to have differences or be at odds.
I know, darling. Well, we can both forget about it now. Let's not talk about it anymore, shall we? So long as we understand each other, there's no need.
Right you are. Well, I suppose I'll have to be getting started.
Yeah. Oh, say, Randy, I have a wonderful idea.
Hmm?
Since you can't come to us, would you object to taking along a couple of passengers? Just for the ride, of course.
Passengers? Why, no.
I was thinking it'd be a nice solution to the afternoon for Lily and me. Bill's going to be so all-fired ambitious, he'll just have to worry along without us.
Well, I'll be glad to have you gals for company, but are you sure Bill won't mind being left?
When he starts working on that beloved engine of his, he's lost to the world anyway. Is it a date, then?
Fine by me.
Wonderful. I'll go talk to Lily. Come down when you're ready.
Okay, be there in a little while. Hello, beautiful.
Hello, Randy.
You gals all set? It'll take us close to an hour, so we better be on our way.
Hey, what's the idea of kidnapping my womenfolk, Randy?
Oh, ho, ho. I told you, Peggy. Now I've got Bill on my neck.
Randy, I hope you won't be cross with me, but, well, I've changed my mind.
After that big sales talk you gave me?
Uh-huh. Girl has the right to change her mind. Or hasn't she?
I should hope so.
You can't win, Randy. They gang up on a guy.
Brother, you're so right.
Honest, Randy, I'm sorry, but I got to thinking about the time. I'd never be home early enough to start dinner. Besides, I sort of hate to leave Bill all alone. After all, it's the only day we have together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you were being remarkably independent. You know what she told me, Bill? She said...
Never mind, Randy Lane.
Well, that'll teach you. Well, I guess I'll have to resign myself to a solitary trip after all. Say, how about you, Lily? No reason why you can't come along, even though Peggy's decided to be the dutiful wife.
Well, I think Lily has a tentative date for this evening.
Oh, darn it, why can't she break it? And besides, let the gal speak for herself, Peg. How about it, Lily? Nice drive will do you good.
Okay, Randy, I'll come.
Great, then suppose we leave right away.
Well,
come on, we'll walk you to the car.
Okay. Peggy, you sure you don't mind?
Not a bit, Lily. Have a good time, you two.
Now, how can she miss when she's with me? Here. Hop in.
Oh, thanks. No, you slide in first.
Okay. So long.
Oh. Goodbye, you nice people.
So long.
Bye. Are you going to be back for dinner?
I don't know. We'll phone if not.
Okay. Bye.
Well, my little matchmaker.
What do you mean? I didn't do anything.
Look, babyface, I know you too well. Maybe you can fool the others, but I saw through your little scheme right away.
I didn't suggest Lily's going along, Bill. That was Randy's idea. Well, I even told him she had a date.
Yeah, I know. That was supposed to camouflage what you were up to.
Well, anyway, it worked.
Inviting Lily out here for the afternoon, pretending you wanted to go with Randy, then suddenly changing your mind. It was so obvious what you were up to.
Not to Randy, and that's the main thing. After all, Bill, he really did want Lily to go. I don't see anything wrong in my sort of arranging things a little. It's for his good as much as Lily's.
Yeah, but that's just the trouble, sweetheart. I'm not sure it is for Lily's good.
I don't see why not. Lily's in love with Randy, and she's just the right girl for him. The more they're together, the more he'll realize it.
I know that's what you want to happen, but... Well, Randy may have other ideas.
If he has, I'm going to see that he forgets them.
Darling, you can't interfere in people's lives. It's too dangerous. Somebody might get hurt.
But how, Bill? What's wrong
Look,
with...
Look, Peggy, I know you're fond of Lily, and your intention is to help her.
It certainly is.
But you told me she was doing her best to forget Randy.
Yeah, that's right. She was. And it was so foolish of her, Bill, giving up without even trying.
But maybe that's the best thing she could do. This way, she may get her hopes up again and then come down with a worse crash than before. Suppose Randy really is interested in Kit.
But he isn't, Bill. He isn't serious about Kit. Oh, he can't be.
Darling, only Randy knows the true answer to that. You don't know how he feels.
Well, what do you think I should do, Bill? How should I act when my best friend...
I think you should drop the whole thing, Peggy. Let Randy and Lily work out their own destinies. Otherwise, you may be very unhappy to find out you've been responsible for a lot of grief you didn't intend to cause.
Yes, Peggy, perhaps Bill is right. In your eagerness to help, you may bring about more suffering. Although you don't know it, your cousin Randy has made a promise to Kit Calvert. A promise that he will keep his life free until she is released from prison. And Randy's promise has other implications as well. Implications which would nullify all your hopes regarding a relationship with Lily Devine.